The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life with your host, Renee David Alkali. Are you searching for the path to the discovery of wholeness and balance in your life? We'll discuss the future of holistic healthcare and how the concepts discussed on today's show can help you make better choices in your life. Now, here is your host, Renee David Alkali.
Good morning and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life. In this morning's show, we're going to be speaking about kinesiology, also known as human kinetics, which is the scientific study of human movement. Kinesiology addresses physiological, mechanical, and psychological mechanisms. And individuals who have earned degrees in this field in kinesiology can work in research, the fitness industry, clinical settings, and in industrial environments. There are many studies of human and animal motion that include measures from motion tracking systems, electrophysiology of muscle and brain activity, and various methods of monitoring physiological function. So it's a very, very relevant topic, very important. I'm sure that at the end of today's show, you will take many, many tools away and a lot of good information that will help you on your personal journey. Today we have with us Sarah Mizell as our guest. Sarah is a speech pathologist with a specialty in feeding and nutrition and a health kinesiology practitioner in the New York area. She received a Bachelor of Science degree in Communication Disorders from Queens College of the City University of New York, has a Master's of Science from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, and post-master's work at the Graduate Center of CUNY. It's a pleasure to have Sarah with us today. She's worked with patients and clients from 2 weeks of age to 102 in hospitals, in geriatric institutes, nursing and extended care facilities, schools, home-based environments with a specialty in feeding and nutrition. She's also lectured locally and internationally on feeding disorders and treatment of infants and toddlers. It's my great pleasure to have Sarah as our guest. And additionally, I might add that over the past several years, Sarah's developed a keen interest in finding ways to bring her skills to the next level, and she has found this in health kinesiology, also called HK, which is a bioenergetic system that enhances the body's natural abilities to heal itself. I think at this point in our program, I'm happy to welcome Sarah to our program. Sarah, are you with us?
I am with you. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And our listeners, I'm sure, are going to get great benefit from the talk today, and we will give them information about how to reach you toward the latter part of the program. I understand also, before we go into the substance of the topic, that you've asked a friend and a colleague of yours, Dr. Thibaud Dultremont, to call in at some point and share some of his experiences with HK. At that point, perhaps we can say a few words about his background. And I forgot to mention, or since we know each other for some time, Sarah, that you live with your husband and daughters in New York, and that you practice HK in both Forest Hills in Queens and Williamsburg in Brooklyn.
Right.
So having said that, perhaps you can begin by telling our listening audience and sharing with us what is, I know what kinesiology is, but health kinesiology is specialized, I understand. What is health kinesiology?
Health kinesiology is a comprehensive approach for the balancing of the body's energy system that can enhance the body's natural abilities to heal itself. The energy system includes the same 14 major meridians that acupuncturists use, and balance is the smooth, even flow of energy throughout the meridian system, and we balance the energy system by touching lightly on acupuncture points and other energy reflexes, using a variety of energy tools such as thought, light, sound, magnets, oils, essences, homeopathics, and much more, combined with carefully chosen stressors. HK is a non-toxic, non-invasive method and set of protocols which uses muscle testing and body awareness to gather energy information from the client and employs a variety of bioenergetic balancing methods to help alleviate stress so that significant life changes can be made. And through the muscle testing and monitoring, we identify priority order of the energy balancing that needs to be done with a particular client, essentially and exactly what stresses are interfering with well-being and which energy balancing methods are appropriate for use with that individual person.
So if I understand correctly, and certainly kinesiology to my knowledge from having worked with some aspects of it, is a way of receiving what you're, if I can summarize, you're receiving information from the patient or from the patient's body that is then going to be able to create an outline or a model by which you will then structure some kind of therapeutic intervention, because the body of the person is communicating back to you what it needs. Would that be what you're saying?
That's pretty good, David. You know, essentially when we're talking about the body, we're talking about the energy system of the body. Mm-hmm. So, and it's obviously not separate from anything from the past, the present. You are the compilation of your energies from past, present, future. Well, not future, but past and present. It's all within you. And that's what we access your energy system.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, what's important to note is that there are many kinesiology systems, right? And applied kinesiology was developed by Dr. George Goodhart, who was a chiropractor. And he was the first to document that the meridian system and the muscles are related. Each muscle is related with the meridian system. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is, if your energies are disturbed, then physical and other disturbances can be produced or sustained. And Dr. Goodhart found that the physical body and the meridian energies are integrated, and this integration can be monitored through the muscle testing. So he founded Applied Kinesiology, and practitioners for Applied Kinesiology have a formal medical training, okay, and they're licensed to diagnose and to treat medical conditions. Other kinesiology practitioners, like health kinesiology would be one of them, focus on imbalance and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Health kinesiology was founded by Dr. Jimmy Scott, PhD, beginning in 1978. He had a degree in physiological psychology from University of North Carolina, worked with the National Institutes of Mental Health, joined the University of California School of Medicine. He was there in both Davis and San Francisco, and he's also published over 30 research papers in traditional scientific and medical journals, and he expanded on the work of Dr. Goodhart, and basing his work on solid scientific understanding of the human electromagnetic energy system, psychology, and psychophysiology, and HK's broad application range from electromagnetic to psychological and spiritual issues, from allergy and detoxification to what he calls geobiology, which is how the Earth's energy affect our health and our lives. So it's really far-reaching. But again, we don't diagnose and we don't treat medical issues. We treat the energy disturbances. Okay, and that's what it's for. Okay, we don't have a license to diagnose and do those things.
What is interesting is this a, would you say this is a new area in kinesiology? Because when I think of kinesiology, you know, you and I have spoken before about this, and I went through a much more superficial type of training in the kinesiology that that I use in my practice. But one of the things that I remember when I was reading quite a bit about it and studying it is that it doesn't, at least the kinesiology that I was studying, does not prepare individuals for clinical practice. And that the term, for example, kinesiologist, is not licensed nor or has a professional designation, but I think that's probably changed from what I'm hearing. And so would you say that the practitioners in this field, that there is some form of licensure and that it is applied in clinical settings?
It's not a license per se. I mean, what we have from health kinesiology is certificate of completion, but the applied kinesiology that was developed by Dr. Goodhart is basically for medical practitioners, you know, people who have medical licenses. This is not what we do. What we do is address energy balancing so that a person can function optimally. Okay, even if you're sick and you're under medical care, there are definitely things that we can do to make things easier for you. Okay, so the key word here is stress. Okay, stress is anything that interferes with, disintegrates, disorganizes, or debilitates any aspect of physical, nutritional, emotional, or intellectual functioning. So what health kinesiology can do is it helps somebody relieve the stress in all of these areas so that he can begin to function well. Okay, stress, I think the stress is a very major aspect to this. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but I was reading Dr. Joseph Mercola's website. He's got the number one health site on the web, and he has had a myriad of articles on stress and the devastating effects that can result when stress goes unchecked. So I think it's really important that, you know, we pay attention to that. In one of his articles recently, he stated that nearly one quarter of Americans report being under extreme stress. Okay, and rating their stress 8, 9, and 10 out of a scale of 10, you know, a 10-point scale for the American Psychological Association's Stress in America survey back in 2011. And others, even not in the 8, 9, and 10 scale, they're dealing with a fluctuating bunch of stressors each and every day, like we all are. But a disturbing trend had emerged from this particular survey that more U.S. adults say that their stress is increasing rather than decreasing. So, you know,
and of course, stress. We know that stress is involved in as a factor, certainly in our current society and our current lifestyles. Certainly is involved in every type of physical ailment that we have. And if it wasn't stress as a factor that contributed to the ailment, certainly once a person has some kind of disease or some kind of disorder, there's a natural development of stress in relation to that itself.
Absolutely.
But I think what you're talking about here, which I totally agree with, is that the current lifestyles that most of us are living are not the kind of stress related to a particular situation, but a chronic stress that just keeps disintegrating our ability to function, I guess.
Yeah, and that chronic stress is something that health kinesiology looks at, but it also looks at the individual stresses mm-hmm. and helps people to integrate that and to deal with it on a much better level so that they're not consistently stressed by it.
And what would you say, so if we know this, and the people that you're seeing in your practice and the people that may be listening to this show, since so many, I guess if we did a survey, we'd find that most people are aware to some extent that stress is a large part of their lives. Without getting into the politics, certainly with the healthcare system, with the economy the way it is, you know,
absolutely.
I don't want to make this a political talk, but
no,
certainly to add into the stresses that we all have, the fact of the time that we're living in, certainly I think most people would answer in a very positive way to say, yes, my life has a certain amount of stress. How many people actually then do something about it or have any kind of tools to prevent it?
That's a really good question. In this particular article, they were saying that 94% of adults believe that stress can contribute to the development of major illnesses, and only 29% say that they're doing either an excellent job or a very good job of preventing themselves from succumbing to it. So those are really outrageous statistics. I mean, that's a lot of people walking around with no outlet and no way to effectively deal with what's hurting them.
Yes, and I guess our education system, which has its own stresses and its own problems today, I don't think there's anything in either the education system or the healthcare system. Look, we all have to go to a doctor at some point. I know when I was a kid, I would go to my family doctor, and he would spend, of course, I'm not a kid anymore, so this is many years ago. So he would sit with me for a half hour, you know, and besides taking my temperature and my vital signs, he would be asking me, how are things at home? Are you under any stress? You know, go play more basketball, do something. You know, I don't think that's happening today. So even in the medical system, the people who are supposed to educate us, and certainly in the education system with our kids, who are supposed to educate us to prepare us for life in the quote real world, there isn't any guidance that gives anyone a set of tools to say, here, work with this and it may help you to live a better life. So perhaps that is one reason why it becomes more essential to have some additional tools like HK or something in that line that will help us understand how we can perhaps work with ourselves a little better. Does that make sense?
It makes 100% sense to me, 100%. And I think you are so right that, you know, life's gotten to be so pressured and so fast. And you're always looking this way, that way, in order to get your life in order, that you don't really take the time to calm down, relax yourself, maybe even plan a little mini vacation. You know, a lot of people don't have time for that.
Yeah, and it's amazing how few people, or how many people, fall into a kind of negative loop of thinking. And I think if we can't keep that level of optimism or some form of relaxation, we start degrading in our ability to stay optimally healthy. How in your work, how have you found HK, your form of kinesiology, to be effective in all the areas of a person's life?
Well, it's been shown, and not just in my practice, but in others. And you know what? I have to stop here and just give a major, major thank you to my mentor and teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Madeline Drepkowski, and she is in Goshen, New York. And she also runs HK classes. She's continuing to run them. But she, because of her kindness, her generosity, and just her welcoming nature and her incredible skill, I am where I am today. So I just wanted to say thank you. Okay.
Well, you know, we're up to the break in the program, and I know we have a lot of ground to cover, and also we do have a caller waiting on hold, and I think that's the person who you and I spoke about, Thibaud.
Right.
Thibaud. Yes. So we're going to take our first break, and for our listening audience, please stay with us. We're talking with Sarah Mizell on the topic of health kinesiology, and we will be back after our break with more information on this very important and very relevant topic. Stay tuned.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Which voice do you hear? The voice of your ego or the voice of your spirit? The one you listen to can determine your entire future, your decisions, your existence. Listen to Two Voices with Dr. Nick and Reverend Linda Martin. We'll identify, discover, and explore your two voices and help you to determine how they shape your life. It's an experience which can allow you to transform your ego, hear the voice of spirit more clearly, and create the life you were meant to live. Two Voices is heard Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Seventh Wave.
Are you looking for better sex? Learn how to have the best sex of your life when you join Ellen Etoff and her program, Ecstatica, the way to an erotic, ecstatic love life. You'll explore every aspect of love, sex, and intimacy, and discover new realms of possibility, including the spiritual dimensions of sex. It's an adults-only world with guest experts sharing valuable tips and techniques and so much more. Cultivate the powerful energies of sexuality and an undefended heart. Listen and join in live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life, featuring your host, Renee David Alkali. Connect with the show today by calling in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You can also reach us via email to renee@genesishealthbeauty.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sarah Mizell on the topic of health kinesiology. And we have a caller whose call we've been expecting. That's Dr. Thibaud Dultremont. Dr. Thibaud is a colleague of Sarah Mizell's. He received his doctoral degree from the University of Namur in Belgium. And he worked on his PhD in biology at the University of California in Berkeley, also on a special master's program for a pharmaceutical company. His health kinesiology practice since 2012 has certainly benefited greatly from his background in the sciences. He also has a master's degree in philosophy and a master in theology. He practices and teaches spiritual direction as well as health kinesiology. I'll give some contact information a little later, but I'd like to just welcome Dr. Thibaud to our program. Are you with us, Dr.
Yes,
Thibaud?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life. I think our listening audience would be happy to have you share with us your experiences with health kinesiology and any information that you could impart. So I'm not sure what your topic is going to be. I open it up for you to share whatever you would like to share with us.
Thank you. I think that the first thing I would like to say is I was not at all a HK practitioner. I was not at all somebody who was in the energy field, so to speak. I was a doctor in biology, and I didn't know anything about energy work. Actually, it's when my wife, Elizabeth, had a bad health that basically at one point we were going to different doctors, including Harvard Medical School, and they all said, you know, there is not much that we can do. We can not even diagnose what's going on with your wife. We see that it's really not good. But we can suggest you to try different alternative medicines. So we tried different things. Something worked a little bit, like homeopathy for some things. And eventually we found health kinesiology. And from then, things got better little by little. I mean, my wife had heart and blood pressure problems, like really not good at all. Her heart rate was going all over the place, her blood pressure too. She had jerky movements, she had thyroid issues, she had kidney problems, water retention problems. She couldn't sleep, she had head and neck pain, etc., etc. And we found Madeline Dabkowski that Sarah spoke about. And since then, things got better and better and better. It was, for me, an incredible life experience, life-changing experience, really.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very much as if your wife was having really a systems breakdown. What she was having was systemic throughout her body. So how did you, so you then went and you sought many different kinds of approaches, I'm sure.
Yes.
And none of them were quite helpful enough.
That's right.
And then you began to work with HK or this practitioner. Was any of this work, would you say any of it was somehow related to the brain and how the brain adapts? Like I know in kinesiology we have the idea of neuroplasticity, which is how movement and changes in the brain are related and how different functions relate. Is that part of the process, or
yes.
I'm just trying to get a little clearer understanding of, because you said she was helped, and did it happen, was the help very quick, or did it take, or was it over some period of time, and what exactly was done for your wife, and how did this experience develop?
Well, I think that her health deteriorated little by little, year after year, for many years. And at the beginning, we didn't know really what was going on. She was getting more tired and this and that. And at one point, it was so severe that, you know, we went to many doctors. But there was such a big range of symptoms that we didn't know exactly what to attribute the problem to. What was the cause of this? And when we went to our first session with Madeline, the HK practitioner, she listened, you know, very deeply to whatever Elizabeth was saying, all the symptoms, what she ate, you know, what she could do during her day, which was really not much, the kind of relationship she has or had, the kind of work she does, etc. And that's a very important thing. But after that first talk, I don't think that the practitioner was able to say, okay, that's the very problem, and we're gonna deal with that aspect and that aspect of your body. She didn't do that. She actually started with asking her body questions through muscle testing with yes-no questions. And she came up with a list of things to do in a priority order that she calls corrections. And she did those corrections in several sessions. So a session is about an hour, so it took the first time like 2-3 hours to make her feel a little bit better. But it's not a little miracle that happens like this. The problem was so big, it took months, you know, months to change something at an energetic level, to balance her better, to correct what needed to be corrected. And you know what? After a few months, after 5 months actually, her heart rate and her blood pressure issue was gone. Was gone. When we went to both Harvard and other places, they said, you know, we really don't know what to tell you. There is a big problem there. Even the doctor said, you know, it is not a good news. Your wife looks like an 85 years old woman, and you have to get prepared, he said. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't want to hear what he meant. But after 5 months, my wife was freed, was unstressed, was healed.
That's remarkable, and that was after having these issues with the kidneys, with water retention that you had mentioned.
That's right.
And heart rate and blood pressure and the other issues.
Yes.
The spastic movements. So all of those symptoms, which were major symptoms, you're saying were gone within a period of 5 months. And these are things she had been seeking help with and done other therapy interventions for a good number of years.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And for me, it's just absolutely amazing. I was, you get a PhD in biology. What you know is biochemistry and physiology and all that stuff. You have no idea about the auras and the energy level of this and the meridian system and all that. You have no idea. But I thought, you know what? At this point, let's be pragmatic. If it works, let's do it. If it works, great. That's what I'm looking for. And it worked. It's absolutely fantastic. And so that's actually how I started. Because I thought, you know, how come I never heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And since you had a scientific background, of course, it makes eminent sense that that your approach would say, well, let's take a pragmatic approach. Let's see if it works instead of just writing it off and saying, well, it's just one of these new therapies. But a good scientific approach, which doesn't seem to be that currently in use, is to at least have enough of an open mind to say, let's test it out, which you did. I would like to address the next question to both of you. You're still with us, Sarah, yes?
I am here.
Yes.
I think it's a fantastic story.
So I'd like to hear more of the story, but the idea of having the person or somehow the person's body feed back to us what it needs, which is what I'm really getting from both you and Thibault, both the story of his wife's recovery, which we'd like to hear more about in a moment, but also from the work that you had explained earlier, is really not just about the body's symptoms, because I think a lot of the medicine that we have today is symptom-based. You know, let's see what the symptom is and let's get rid of the symptom.
Yeah.
But seems to be more of listening to what the body feeds back to us through this practice of kinesiology as to what causes there might be that underlie the symptoms and how to get more in touch with root causes. Would you comment on that, Sarah, perhaps, and then Thibault?
That was a long question, David.
Yes.
I think that when you start doing this work, like Thibaut said, it took 5 months, and he's also been working with Elizabeth, you know, since then. Things don't happen right away. This is not something where you get a pill and it takes care of a staph infection or something like that. And I have to go on record. I like doctors. I think they're very, very wonderful, and I think they're very skilled. But they look at a different thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. What we're looking at is the underlying energy balance and the energy flow within the body, within the energy system of the body. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes from. And through initially listening and trying to get an idea of, you know, which direction may be appropriate and then checking it, you always have to check with the person's energy system, because the energy system will direct you. And that's what this is based on. I mean, HK is essentially menu-driven. You go through the different menus depending on what kind of correction you're looking to do, and the body has dictated that as well. And whatever it tells you to do, you don't impose anything on the person. You're not imposing anything to think about. You're not imposing anything to touch or to do or anything else. You're waiting for that person's energy system to tell you what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basis of it.
That's so fascinating. We're going actually beyond the idea of, I agree with you, of course, that the medical profession has a lot of good things in it. I think there are some issues that are, even in the medical profession, that are more based on, or at least the problems in the medical profession are more based on a broader set of politics and issues that relate to outside forces at
mm-hmm.
work,
absolutely.
Right? Which could be money interests, or, you know, again, I'm not going to go too far into that. It's not the nature of our show. So I also have many medical practitioner friends who I have a great deal of respect for. And I know that they're very committed to helping people and to bringing health back into people's lives. I love the idea that the body of the person or the energy of a person feeds back to us and sends us the information that we need to then be able to create certain interventions. I'll address this question to Thibaut. We have one minute before the next break. So
okay.
If I have to interrupt you at some point, I will, but we'll be back after that.
Okay.
When you were working with your wife, and this inspired your work in kinesiology, what particular messages were coming back as to what the problem might have been, and how did you work with that?
Well, the first thing that came up after this 5 months was her body asked for correction in her brain stem. And the kinesiologist asked for, you know, what's the cause of that? And basically, through muscle testing, we realized that it was a trauma between 2 and 3 years old. Later, her body showed that actually she fell head first on something hard when she was about 2.5 years old. Of course, Elizabeth did not remember that. So she asked her mother, who told her that it happened at a party with these people and that people at that very age. I was amazed. She couldn't remember it, and her body was telling her that she had a trauma, and now we needed to work on that aspect of her life, you know.
Mm. You did say 2 to 3 years old. The trauma happened. She was 2 and 3 years old.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And so she didn't remember that. So she was a bit surprised. A trauma at 2.5 years old. I don't remember. Let's ask my mother. And her mother said, "Yeah, that's right. That's right. It happened."
Let me Let me ask you to hold that thought. We do have to take a break, but I'd like you to finish this thought and relating this, because I'm just finding it incredible that the body would tell you that you had something when you were 2 or 3 years old, and how that could be read. So we will be back with Dr. Thibault and Dr. Mizell, if I can call you Dr. Mizell. Well, you're a doctor for me right now, because I love the information that you're sharing with us. So with Sarah Mizell. So please stand by, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life, featuring your host, Renee David Alkali. Connect with the show today by calling in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You can also reach us via email to renee@genesishealthbeauty.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Sarah Mizell and Thibault. Or Thibault, Dr. Thibault. I'll get this pronunciation before the end of this show. Dr. Thibault, or Thibault, you were sharing with us a truly remarkable personal case history, or the personal story about your wife. I'm sure both you and Sarah have many other case histories to share, which we won't have time for on this program. But it was absolutely fascinating that the body, or the energy system of the body, related back to you or the practitioner information that that the issues, or a good part of the issues, were coming from a trauma that happened at the age of 2 or 3. Would you just continue sharing that? It's amazing to me.
Yes, certainly. Yes, it is amazing. I was totally amazed myself. You know, I was amazed that the body had this kind of wisdom, had this knowledge, first of all, and that after that, it asked for specific corrections that needed to be done to release the stress of that fall. To me, that's a very good example of something that would likely not have come up in speaking with the practitioner, even though it seems that it is a very important aspect to deal with in order for her to heal. She needed to get corrections for that brainstem area. And, you know, it's amazing that it happened also little by little. She had a few corrections at one point, and then she had to wait, and then more corrections a few months later, and she had to wait again, because the body needed time to rebalance itself, to to relearn some things, you know. I think that the body has an incredible knowledge of itself. It needs help, of course, but it has an incredible knowledge. What do I need now? We need to trust that. And as practitioners, we need to be very respectful. We need to respect the pace of the body. We need to respect what the body says, how it says it. And for me, this is a breakthrough. You are not, as a practitioner, you are not the healer. You are somebody who reads. You help a process to happen in another person by reading carefully what the body wants.
And of course, what you've related, I know that when I have patients who come in to see me and I do an intake, I'm looking at the symptoms that they're experiencing, and of course, all of us who work with clients have a certain particular set of tools that we work with.
Yes.
But unless the body were really communicating back through this kind of a system, in an intake that I would do, let's say with an adult who came in with high sugar or cardiovascular problems or cancer, it wouldn't necessarily dawn on me, or it wouldn't come into my consciousness to ask if they had a particular trauma at the age of 1 or 2 or 3.
That's right.
So there's this additional informational system.
Yes.
That seems to be very, very relevant in how we can help someone.
That's right.
Now, your wife began with a great amount of symptoms, and how long ago did she begin this process of making, I guess, corrections?
I think it was about 2 years ago, a bit more than 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. And where is she now as far as in her progress?
Now she's basically at 70% improved. She's like another person altogether. You know, she sleeps now much better. She couldn't sleep well at all. Now she has very good night's sleep. A few days ago, our body asked her to not to take the levothyroxine that she was taking for years and years because she had a Hashimoto. Mm-hmm. Thyroid issue.
Well, she had thyroid issues,
And little by little, we had a lot of corrections on her thyroid for 2 years, and little by little, her body asked get less and less and less of the medication, and now she doesn't have any of the medication anymore, and she feels great. She needed it 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Definitely. She needed the medication. Now she's off, you know.
So the body actually gave some kind of answers. I suppose there's a... I don't think we've mentioned how the body answers. Is there a particular way that we ask the body questions? Or what is the process of getting the information from the body?
Yes, it's a process that that is very well structured. First, it's through muscle monitoring, as Sarah explained very well. Mm-hmm. And you ask the body if you can go through different kind of questions. And these questions can be... you can start with different aspects that are called body priority, for example. Does your body want to have corrections done one after each other? Or is it just a question that the client has that we can deal with directly? Can we do that? And and other questions. But the important thing is that here you have a correction or an order that starts first. Like, for example, the body wants to be balanced first, or you want to have, the body wants to have a chakra correction first. And after that, very often you have more corrections that are specific to the one of the issues that the body is seeking help for.
Essentially, what you need to make sure is that the body, the energy system, is balanced enough so that it can give you accurate information about what it needs. So if the chakras are, I don't know the right word to say, out of whack would occur to me, but it's not very professional.
Yeah.
You need to do something about that because that's primary to a body, and the body lets you know that.
That's right.
You know, the energy system, you know, it's not, yeah, it lets you know.
So the, what you're describing about how the body lets you know, my question is how, is there, in other words, is there a series of, is there a way that we ask the questions? Because you're, if the body is letting us know, then it has to be in some way providing an answer to a particular kind of a question.
That's right.
Right.
That was what I was referring to.
Hmm.
So how do we ask the body? Well, suppose you want
that's
to know
a
if
really
there's
good question.
A right. Suppose you want to know if the body. Generally, we do a CBC, let's say, a complete blood count, and we might see that the body has low levels of magnesium or low levels of vitamin D3. How do we ask the body if there's some kind of lack or some kind of blockage, or what are we doing there, actually, since we're not doing a CBC and we're not doing a health questionnaire?
And that's a good question. The practitioner or the client need to know the energy of, let's say, the vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
And we have tools for that. We have little vials, for example. And having this energy, for example, in your hand or on part of a body, the client can answer the question, is there anything to do with this vitamin D3? Is there too much of it, too little of it? Do you need to take some of a pill with that kind of energy, vitamin D3? For how long? In the morning, in the afternoon, etc., etc. Asking questions very clearly about that. So basically, you need to know the energy of different hormones or the vitamins or different corrections in order to ask if this correction or that vitamin or whatever are good for the client.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the case that there are certain ways to phrase questions so that we are incredibly specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something to the effect of, for everything that we know right now, would it be appropriate if we were to look at X? Okay, and the energy system is going to let you know if it is or is not appropriate at this point in time. Okay, as you start working with somebody, it's like peeling an onion. There's always, you know, you don't go to the end game initially because there's many, many things that have to get taken care of first so that the energy system will ultimately be receptive to the end game. You need to clear a lot of stuff out before, depending on the person. It could be very little you have to clear out. But you need to make sure that there's nothing in the way of ultimately helping this person. The other thing that I just wanted to mention is, you know, we're not here to be a practitioner instead of a doctor. Okay? You know, we can offer many, many things. We're not doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in light of Thibault's story, that sounds a little funny, but it just needs to be mentioned that we're not looking to take that role. You know, it's something on an energetic basis and how that energy affects your functioning. Okay, so I wanted to be clear on that.
I'm glad you shared that. You know, I think we're sort of just like peeling an onion is a good example. We're just kind of scratching the surface of this. We have about a minute left, and the time really goes fast with all my guests every show. I just feel we need to about a 3-hour show to cover this material. I would like to tell the people out there that to contact you, Sarah, is S, the letter S, Meisel, M-E-I-S-E-L, S-Meisel1, at nyc.rr.com, and that you do practice in New York. And do you have a professional email or phone number other than this that you'd like to share with our audience?
It's myself. It would be 917-697-6565.
Okay, and Thibo, see, I got it right.
Yes.
I think by the end of the show. If people want to be in touch with you, how would they do that?
There is an email, hksantabarbara@yahoo.com.
hksantabarbara@yahoo.com.
That's right.
All right, we have about 30 seconds, so we are going to finish our show. We've been speaking with Sarah Meisel, an HK practitioner, as well as a speech pathologist working with infants, with early childhood issues. And they're available, both she and Dr. Thibo are available to contact for any information about their practice. Be in touch with them if you have extra questions. Be in touch with us. We do have to wrap up our show. We want to thank you for listening, and please join us next week for Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life. Thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Thibo.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning in to Mind, Body, Spirit, Living a Holistic Life. Please be sure to join Renee David Alkali again next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, for another edition of the program on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. May you find a better balance in your life this week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.